podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Dom, my son is 6 and already is extremely competitive. He has to win at everything he does or he throws a fit. Let me jump in here for just a second. Another reason that this letter from Rick resonates with me is because I was just having a talk with my son the other day about this, about how when he was young, he was so ultra competitive. He was that same 6-year-old who just had to win at everything, which I guess serves you in life somehow, that you're really a competitor.
He's a go-getter.
Yeah, but
they get so angry.
Podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Dom, my son is 6 and already is extremely competitive. He has to win at everything he does or he throws a fit. Let me jump in here for just a second. Another reason that this letter from Rick resonates with me is because I was just having a talk with my son the other day about this, about how when he was young, he was so ultra competitive. He was that same 6-year-old who just had to win at everything, which I guess serves you in life somehow, that you're really a competitor.
He's a go-getter.
Yeah, but
they get so angry.
I definitely understand what Rick's writing here. He says he has to win at everything he does or he throws a fit. So over the last year or so, I've gone against the trend of letting your kids win. I know that as parents, we're supposed to protect their self-esteem and let them win all the time, but I'm sick of it. He's turning into a nightmare when he plays any game, and I think he needs to learn how to lose. So I beat him all the time. He's talking about games, people, not physically.
Thank you.
Okay.
He writes, I beat him all the time, whether we're playing a game like Hungry Hungry Hippos or out in the yard playing soccer. Rick writes, my wife is now screaming at me to quit being a bully and to let him win. I asked my coworkers, and they're split on the whole thing. Some let their kids win, some don't. Dom, you're a parent, and you work with kids all the time. Are you a fan of letting kids win? And is there an age where you stop? And that's signed Rick.
How old was this kid?
He's 6.
6? I think that's kind of at the age where you start whooping up on him. You start beating him. I think it'll serve him well.
You're talking about games again.
Game. Nobody's beating children. Yeah, and game. I mean, my son is 4, and I'm kind of winning every time. You know, I'm just, because he doesn't quite get it yet. But I think by 6, 7,
so it's a little
8,
thrill for you.
It kind of is.
You know, I beat a 4-year-old.
I'm not getting his face. I'm like, woo, I win.
I think both you, Jeremy, and Rick here are children, basically. Can't you make it 50-50? Can't you let the little kid win once in a while? Like, because I think he's making it to the point where he's going out of his way to whoop his hungry, hungry hippo butt.
But doesn't that make the kid just start to try harder and kind of realize in life there's
it's
more
hippos.
Losses
it
than wins?
Are we going to use hippos as a metaphor for life?
Hippos are damn hungry,
once
Emily.
Once in a while.
I am here working in the broadcast industry, and I walk down to our sales pit, all right, and it is like a live-action game of hungry, hungry hippos. If you know what I'm talking about, if you understand what that game is all about, collecting the most marbles.
Yes.
That's what life
sales.
Hungry, hungry hippos, Emily, truly is a metaphor for life. Your job is to go out there and gather as many marbles as you can.
And they do get beaten down there.
I know. I think this dad is kind of missing the point and now just going after the kicking butt.
What point
butt
is he
aspect.
Missing?
As far as like, I'm going to teach him a life lesson about try harder, go get more marbles, little son.
I think the lesson that he's teaching his son is that you don't win every time.
Okay.
Right.
Then how about
that's a good life lesson.
But you do win once in a while, right?
Well,
so for every 10 games, the kid should win...
How many?
2.
Sure.
Which is pretty... That's
nice
life. That's kind of life right there.
Anyway, so I see that our lines are full with people wanting to talk about letting your kids win. Hi, Kendra.
Hello, Dom.
What do you think about this?
I'm on Rick's side.
Yeah.
Letting a child win all the time is a mixture of, oh my gosh, I don't want to see that kid as an adult.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, they have to learn what losing is like, right?
Well, even the wife, you know, she says, being a bully and he's not going to build his self-esteem and everything. I think that if you give a child proper life teaching, like her husband's trying to do, instead of letting him win all the time and throwing a temper tantrum if he doesn't. You know, beating him sometimes, hey, yeah. I mean, in games, not in physical force. That, you know, that is a good life lesson.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. You know what? We appreciate your, we've got your vote down for beat him. So thank you for being on the show, okay?
You're welcome.
I hope someone turned not in like just that. Now.
Not like that.
Didn't hear any of the beginning.
Are we going to have to do that disclaimer like 12
every
times?
Every time.
We are not talking about physically beating the child. Hello, Cassidy. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you doing?
We're all well. So what do you think? Should Rick just keep beating his son?
I think he should let him win every once in a while. I babysit a little girl, and she likes to play this matching game where you try and find two of theirs.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was playing with her and had some matches set aside. And I had to step away from the game for a minute, and her brother came and put all my matches back in. And when I asked him why, he said, well, she has to win. And so I took all mine back out, and I ended up winning that day. So I think winning every once in a while is okay.
All right, so what's the percentage?
I don't know. I don't know if
If you had to throw a percentage in there just off the top of your head, how many percent of the time should you let the kids win?
50-50.
50% of the time.
All right.
I'm glad you called. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks. Have a good day.
You too. I think I'm going to put that vote down for let him win.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's at least 50%, then I guess you're just rolling over. Hi, Liz.
Good morning.
All right. So what do you think about this?
I agree with his wife to the extent of he's super focused on beating him, just like his son's super focused on having a tantrum when he loses. Dad has to let him win sometimes so dad can show him how to lose gracefully. Otherwise, he's never going to learn a different behavior.
Yeah, that's another lesson that's important, too.
I think it is, but I mean, when a kid wins, a six-year-old wins, do they sit there and analyze how the parent is taking the loss? I mean,
well,
we might be projecting
say,
adult
oh, man,
little acting.
But he has to be a... next time I'll do better.
Yeah.
But I mean, you can't expect a six-year-old to change his behavior. He's six.
We might be projecting like adult wisdom onto children sometimes. But the the six-year-old will now witness how to do this.
To change, you have to demonstrate it. Otherwise, you're expecting him to be an adult.
Good for you. Right. Thank you for your vote. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Appreciate you calling. Yeah. Here comes Jackie.
Hi, good morning.
What do you say?
I say he should let the kid win sometimes, but I do agree that he should beat him sometimes.
Well, what's the percentage?
Well, probably that he should beat him about 70%. However, I think the dad is likely the one who is often portraying how frustrated he is when he loses.
What do you mean?
I think that because he says that he's frustrated that his kid is bad at winning, he's probably mad when the kid wins. And so he's doing the exact same thing as his kid.
Well, you might have a bit of a point there, yeah.
But is the kid truly winning? I mean, this dad's letting him win.
Yeah, well,
a six-year-old's not going to beat him at anything.
I do this all the time. I mean, kids like to win. Kids are six. They want to win, and that's okay. But you do have to model no matter what. Like the last caller said, you do have to model how to win and how to lose. And if he is so frustrated when his son wins, then he's obviously showing the exact same thing that he's mad about.
You know, there's a component here that I think nobody wants to talk about because it's politically incorrect. But I'm going to say it anyway. I've noticed that every call has been from a woman. There are no men, no dads who are sounding off on this. And I think that we are genetically wired a little differently when it comes to...
to winning? The competitive?
I think there's a lot. I'm not saying that women aren't competitive. They are. But I think that there's a hunter-gatherer male component here that's not being addressed by our callers. And that is, I think, a dad who's concerned about a son who's overly competitive.
Yeah, well, they're also six. Like, we are animals by nature.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you want your kid to go out and get it, but the kid's never going to get the job if they walk over someone versus getting a job by, like, learning his way around people and how to work it.
I don't know. Again, go look at our sales department. Hey, I'm glad you called, Jackie. Have a great day.
Thanks
for being on the show.
She makes a great point, though, about maybe the kid is a horrible loser because the dad's a horrible loser, you know, and if it's all
totally
hunter-gatherer.
Possible.
That's, I mean, it's a great
family
point.
Family of losers.
We all need to learn how to win gracefully. You know, like, look at Jeremy, for example. Whenever he wins a point at the Mindbender, oh, look at this. Look, I just won. I won again. Oh, okay.
I say gracefully, though.
No, it's not.
It gets to you, doesn't it?
You need a lesson.
Here's Christy. Hi, Christy.
Good morning.
What's your take?
I think that Dad needs to definitely win over his son many times. Like, let his son maybe win 25% of the time.
All right.
Mm-hmm. But more importantly, beat him while you can, because when they get older, they're going to beat you, and you're going to feel horrible.
Yeah, then you really will pout.
There's going to be a day when the hippo tables turn.
Christy?
Exactly.
Christy, I have to tell you a story. I used to take my son, Dominic, and we would go down to the park and play game of 21, which is shooting baskets. That's a basketball game, right? You play 21. And as he was a little bit younger, whatever, I would give in a little bit. I would miss a shot intentionally every once in a while. Not all the time, once in a while. Well, there came a day, Christy, when he was either, I want to say 15 or 16, that we went down to the park and he beat me straight up. And I gave it all that I could. He's probably 16 years old. And that was a turning point in my life. I was like, holy crap. My son just whipped me for the first time when I gave it everything I had. And I think I went off that evening with some of my buddies for beers. And I was like, they were consoling me. They're like, yeah. They're like, it happens to every dad. There will come a time when your kid kicks your ass.
Today's the day.
Yep.
That's right.
That's true. So true, Christy. Thanks for being on the show.
You bet.
I wonder how
I'll never forget that day. I'm kind of dribbling the basketball back to the house going, God, he just beat me.
Women will understand this. That's just like the scene in the movie Father of the Bride when he's playing with the daughter and then the daughter kicks his butt. It's very cute. Oh. I wonder how this little kid acts when he's playing Hungry, Hungry Hippos with kids his own size.
Yeah. Right.
Mm.
That's what we should have asked old Rick Ross here.
How are you guys? Quickly, the listeners were by a vote of 3-2 beat him. So what do you think, Emily?
I think that Dad needs to let him win every once in a while. 70-30.
Which is 70?
70. The kid needs to lose 70% of the time.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm putting that down as a beat him.
That's a beat him.
That's a beat him. 70%. Jeremy? Right.
Beat him.
Chris?
Beat him.
And I do the same.
Beat
so
him.
That was 7-2 in favor of the dads just got to keep winning.
Yeah. Beat him. Mm-hmm. But not like that.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.